Crochet Band. We are in the middle of chaos and setting up microphones, and Marlon, the great engineer, is here, and that is a good thing. Can we start this record? We're going to start off with Bongwater doing a song that was originally on the soundtrack of the Monkees movie called Head. This is called The Porpoise Song. All right, let her go.
You don't have a
turntable, right, dude? Oh, all right, I hear it. It starts off with this porpoise sound.
Jet's wings, smooth his arms out, begins a free fall.
So fast, I put up all these things.
Next, he cries the buxom stewardess. Everyone is staring at me with their big brown eyes.
Alright, weird fucking sound. Play.
Listening to The Reverend Is In on Radio Volta.
And Infidel Guy.
And Infidel Guy.
What do crystal gals?
What's your name, Dick?
Dorothy Hamill. Don King. Lyle Lovett. And Gloria Steinem have in common. They are prisoners of their hairdos. Prisoners of their hair. If they change the way they comb their hair, they'd never be recognized anywhere.
The prisoners.
Prisoners. What do skinny necks? Redbone, Pee Wee Herman, Tom Wolfe, and Pope John Paul have in common. They are prisoners of their wardrobe, prisoners of their clothes. If they change the outfits that they wear, nobody would stop and stare.
It's a little tragic, it's a little weird. ZZ Top are prisoners of their fears. Imagine them witless in outer space. Fears and shades flying all over the place. Don't worry, girls, that'll never happen except maybe in a music video.
There's a very fine line between a groove and a rut. Fine line between eccentric. Just plain nuts. Oh, but why should I concern myself with such superficial things?
a prisoner of these stupid thoughts.
It's worse than being a prisoner of my hair.
I wonder if Crystal Gale's ever had a bad dream about being trapped with Ravenel Sharp and Mary Travers being chased by a wild Pegasus toward a swimming pool filled with snares. Oh my God! What a nightmare for Crystal Gale! Wake up, Crystal Gale! Oh no, here comes Dolly Parton! What is she doing in this song? She's only a prisoner of her wig! Get out of the song, Dolly! I don't belong here! Oh my God! Oh, wake up, Crystal Gale! What a nightmare, Crystal Gale! Wake up! Thank you!
No, I have to talk. This next song goes out to clinic defenders everywhere, and that's going to be the theme of next week's show, Veterans of Clinic Defense. Next week, November 9th, a couple of days before Veterans Day. And this is to everybody who is in front of abortion clinics defending the patients, the doctors, the staffs, and in towns especially where there is no backup from donut cops and kind of dullard needle dick types that live to stalk for tickets and things like that. So my guest is cracking up. So we're going to play a song by Mojo Nixon and Jello Biafra from the Prairie Home Invasion CD. This is entitled Will the Fetus Be Aborted?
Aborted.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. You heard the Maytals doing Sweet and Dandy from the Harder They Come soundtrack. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted. Christine Lavin and Friends did Prisoners of Their Hairdos. The Jam did In the City. And Bongwater did The Porpoise Song. Tonight we have a very special show. We have Laura Shea of the Laura Shea Band and Dominic on guitar, who are going to play live tonight, and I cannot wait. We are going to get started very soon. Tonight is also the return of Marlon, the great engineer, who is telling us what to do and playing with electronical things and being the evil technomeister that he is. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Veterans of Clinic Defense, and we will celebrate Veterans Day by talking about the ignored veterans, the people on the front lines against the holy warriors, the jihadists, the terrorists of the anti-abortion movement. And in future shows, the new job party for three or four people in inner Reverend Bookburn circles and possibly even one of the coffee goddesses, and in late November, the 25th anniversary of DOA, and that will be a show to remember, and we are getting between one to three of the actual coffee goddesses on the show to be live guests, and that will be interesting. Darren, ex-Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, live guest, and hopefully Jennifer Hunter, in the near future from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, the live online telephone dominatrix. And you can encourage that by calling her at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and be absolutely sure to say the Reverend sent you and that you want her to be a live guest. And we're taking ideas for the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls holiday special this December and the third anniversary show in January. And thank you, people who've already sent very hilarious ideas for that, all of which so far are being integrated into the show. Tonight is somebody the Reverend met at the beginning, around New Year's, and when she played live with our first musical live guest of last March, Lisa Bouchel. And she is a dear friend, and she's been playing pretty consistently all year, I would say, the Laura Shea Band. And tonight she is with us. You can check her out while you hear the show at Laura Shea, LauraShay.com. And they are going to be with us the entire show, and they're also going to play live. Good evening, Dominic and Laura Shea.
Hello, Reverend.
Welcome to The Reverend Is In. It is a pleasure. Could you tell me about yourself, about your music, about your musical history?
I've been playing out solo, mostly since I was 16. Just for the past year, a little over a year, I've been playing with Dominic and Lily Gellman, who's backing me up and playing my estrogen rock.
Your estrogen rock. That is beautiful. What do you... Okay, we're being... Are you talking to mine?
Oh, okay.
So you're playing what?
Estrogen rock.
Great. And you have a CD out entitled Stories of My Life?
I do. It's a bit old. I recorded it when I was... Between the time I was 17 and 18, but it's good for what it is. We'll be hopefully working on another album with the full band soon.
Okay. And who do you listen to? Who do you think is a good influence?
You must write your own tunes if you're going to be played on my CD player. It's very important. Big women singer-songwriter fan. Tori Amos, Joni Mitchell. Just got a couple albums that I'm kind of ashamed that I don't already own. Joan Jett, Carole King. You know, there's so many that I should have, but I just don't.
And speaking of Joni Mitchell, the two of you share a birthday?
Yes, we do, November 7th.
November 7th, that is coming up. And you're playing live in Philadelphia, right?
We are, actually in Manayunk at the Grape Street Pub, November 7th at 9 p.m. to celebrate my 21st birthday.
You hear that, Marlon? She's legal and eligible to vote and to die for oil for President Numbnuts and Dick Liz Cheney. But we want you here singing instead.
Right.
So you'll be 21, be playing in a pub on when is that, Friday?
Yes, it's this upcoming Friday.
Great. Is the Grape Pub online for people who want directions?
Yes, it is. It's www.grapestreetpub.com.
All right. And what lies ahead for the Laura Shea Band?
God, I don't know. I just take it a day at a time. Whatever happens, happens. I'm happy where I am. If something bigger comes along, then it does. If it doesn't, then, you know, just roll with whatever happens.
All right. She's going to roll with whatever happens. Are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play a song called Better Land.
All right.
Now, does she use this microphone?
All right. This is Laura Shea and Dominic doing Better Land.
Take the pill the doctor gave me, helps me keep my sanity. I'm sick of the world telling me what's wrong with me. I can't believe that I'd have found myself, but what is the on TV? Yeah, still have to get worse to believe. You don't like what you see. I know that I shouldn't, but it's me they're selling in the music industry. Creativity is cheap. I wanna pack my things, and I wanna blow this town. Baby, I wanna kiss you right here and now, yeah. And I'm, hey baby, play real hard, I'll sing real loud. If you don't like it, well then get the hell out, cause tonight let's smoke like chimneys and drink like fish. Let's get on the freeway, Blair, 7-year bitch. Well, you don't want this world to seem so bad. Oh, come with me. We'll close our eyes and make a better land. Hey. Oh. Yes, I'm walking down on South Street and the Jesus freaks are approaching me. Come into the light, baby. Fight the good fight, make the wrong right. Oh, don't tell me how to live my life. I said I wanna run through graveyards and I wanna wake the dead. I wanna forget the bullshit that I've been fed, yeah. I wanna turn reality into pretend. Don't like it, you can. So you know me when. No, tonight let's smoke like chimneys and drink like fish. Let's get on the freeway, Blair, 7-year bitch. Well, you know the world seems so bad. Well, come with me. We'll close our eyes and make a better land. The gig is over, we hit the diner, it's 2 a.m. We're winding down again. But I need something more than coffee running through my veins. I gotta get out of this place. Baby, I just wanna make love with myself. That's right, yeah, 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 yeah. Hate everyone else. I wanna change this hand that I've been dead. And if you don't like it, well then go fuck yourself. Cause tonight let's smoke like chimneys and drink like fish. Let's get on the freeway, Blair, 7-year bitch. When you don't want this world to seem so bad, come with me. better of a make a better life. Oh, baby, I said, oh, come with me. Oh, close your eyes and make a better life.
We're the groupies. Over here. The Reverend is a total clothes-throwing groupie. Marlon just threw his underwear at her. It's very bizarre in here. Thank you, that is great. Do you want another or later? How do you feel, Dominic? Okay, one more?
Okay.
For now?
Hold the mic at them when you ask them a question.
I do? This big phallic thing in her face? Would you like to play another song?
Sure, why not?
Okay, what are we going to hear?
You want to do Know Who I Am? All right. It's a good segue since most people don't know who I am. But that's okay. Right, Dom?
There's a boy and his guitar in all the coffee shops and the bars. See his poster on the wall, and I am nothing at all. I go to classes every day, I bust my ass to make the grade. Then I go out every night and try to live a rock star life. Yeah. Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? Will you recognize when I'm stage? Do you know what I do? Do you have a clue? Do I want to be just like you? Yeah, well, I heard a headline at the Grape. Your demo got you, you'll be great. Now your name's on the marquee, just like mine wants to be. You got your tour bus and your fans playing with your perfect band. Got a spotlight on your face, and I'm stuck in this place. Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? Will you recognize when I'm on stage? Do you know what I do? Do you have a clue? Do you know I wanna be just, wanna be just like you? Yeah, I wanna be just like you. Spend your days out on the road, writing songs I'll come to know. And I remember when you were nobody too. If I came to see a show, would you ever even know I was the girl who played the tunes at that open mic with you? Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? We read recognize when I'm on stage. Do you know what I do? Do I have a clue? Do you know I want to be just like you? Do you know who I am? Do you know my name? We recognize when I'm on stage. Do you know what I do, baby? Do you even have a clue? Do you know I want to be just like you? Yes, I do. I'll be just like you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Marlon, applaud. Yay! Woo! All right. I have no more clothes to throw. All right. See, Mick Jagger isn't the only one that gets clothes thrown at him. That was Laura Shea Band Live, Better Land, and Do You Know Who I Am? And we're going to hear more, plus some tracks from her CD, Stories of My Life, which you can get from laurashea.com. And I don't even want to cover half of the shit that I wrote on the paper. I think I wrote this stuff in case you canceled or something or didn't show up because there is a normal show length of stuff. However, we do have a plug.
To talk about the Broken Hipsters.
I absolutely have to talk about the Broken Hipsters, which is a play in Philadelphia featuring Marlon, the great engineer himself. And it's online at brokenhipsters.com, right?
That's correct. Brokenhipsters.com. That's Broken Hipsters is all one word.
Brokenhipsters.com. The play is Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock p.m. at Mask and Wig, which is 310 Quince Street, near 12th and Locust.
You get this, and, you know, as a special treat, if you come to the show, you get to see me and three other grown men wearing Depends.
I'll be there. That is... And I think Father Oblivion is in it, right?
Father Oblivion is indeed in the play.
All right, is he a dupe? It depends.
You just have to pay the $10 and find out, won't you?
Oh, that's worth $10. Even if I have an exonerated ticket at the Miriam, I think I'll go to yours anyway because this is too irresistible. Okay, a couple of quick plugs. Tom Morello, ex Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave, as well as Billy Bragg, is a part of the Tell Us the Truth tour to raise awareness before the next, hopefully not stolen, presidential election. And they can be checked out online at tellusthetruth.org. And there is new animation. You can check out a new Rush Limbaugh animation at Camp Chaos at campchaos.com. And it says Rush. And the R looks like the pharmaceutical, like RX, for prescription drugs. And it's a hilarious animation that features the band called Rush doing a different version of Tom Sawyer that's about Rush. And new comics, also about George W. Numbnuts Bush. That is from freshwidow.com/Brad's Comics. /indexgallery.html. I know you yell when there's long links, but that is worth it. A new Find Waldo online at rubberpants.phenomenet.com. And you have to wait the whole time for about 45 seconds after the music stops for your very special surprise. And to this week's quote from an article entitled Ejaculating Strategies from David Marsden, and he's at Asticles, A-S-T-I-C-L-E-S, asticles.com. Ejaculating Strategies. Naturally, the U.S. will complete our work in Iraq, but ejaculating Iraq prematurely would not necessarily embolden the terrorists and increase the danger to America. We are determined to stay, to fight, and to win until such a conveniently appropriate time we can find to get the flock out. And that day is fast a-comin'. U.S. President George W. Buffoon, Weekly Radio Sermon from the Mount. Thank you, David Marsden, for that. Very funny. All right. And what's the Rush Serenade? That's a different thing. And a hip-hop cartoon about George W. Numbnuts Bush is at blackmustache.com/ride. I'm not making this up. Ride whose mustache? blackmustache.com/ride.html. My guest is so hysterical in here. And that's a good thing. From Mark Fiore. Mark FIORE.com, brand new animation, mostly about the energy bill. Nearly Alive, Industry Good, Citizens Bad, like a very Frankensteinian one. And that features Dickless Cheney and his Halliburton Corporation that is profiting from the Iraq War, as well as Donald Rumsfeld's course for creative writing. All right. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and to see the movie next week in Philadelphia about the stolen 2000 presidential election, you can go to unprecedented.org. It's showing next Sunday night, but of course you'll rather stay home and listen to the show at 7 p.m. at the Rotunda at 4014 Walnut Street. And you can check it out anywhere in the world at unprecedented.org. And I'm sick of plugging already. All right. Is Ayatollah Ashcraft here, or is he coming later? Oops, getting a message. Oh, no. No, that's ancient. Okay, all right. All right, enough of this bullshit. Oh, one more plug. An article about Jenny Lumi, from the co-founder of Future of Music Coalition at alternet.org. Click on Media Culture. Okay, back to my great live guest, Laura Shea. What is it like now in music? It seems like everything is corporatized, corporate radio monopolies like Clear Channel and Infinity and corporate labels, the Recording Industry Association of America, RIA, the anti-downloaders, on and on. It seems like it's more corporatized than ever, except for independent media, of course. Is it frustrating trying to go forward in the music business in this present day?
It's hard because it's being a quote-unquote artist should be freedom in and of itself, but it is a business just like anything else. So you have to have both sides of the story to function in the music industry.
Okay. And how is that going? Like, are you getting gigs? Are you getting people listening to you that want to record you? Or do you have to kind of do that yourself and self-publish?
I've been doing it myself for as long as I can remember, but some people are interested. A lot of it turned out to be bullshit, so you don't. The more offers that come along, the more skeptical you get, and it's definitely a frustrating time, especially now that we think the music's not that bad, and we'd like for it to go somewhere, but it doesn't seem like it's catching on. We play the same venues to the same people, and it's like, you know, it's difficult.
Well, saying it's not too bad is horrifying me, because I have had the supreme pleasure of going to your concerts, and you deserve to be heard at least as much as a lot of the bullshit that passes for major league entertainment and celebrity level entertainment. And it sucks the lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel, in my view. I say that because I get a lot of shit every time I say something sucks, when I mean suck as a negative, because I'll get 1,000 emails that say, "What's wrong with sucking?" Which I agree with, but so I say suck because I'm waiting for the person to write to me and say, "I sucked a lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel." How dare you speak degradingly? But anyway,
can you get high off the lint from Rush Limbaugh's navel?
Well, I don't think any of the oxys will come through the navel. I mean, you know, it'll go through his liver and then into his fat cells. But
you'd have to really suck to get in. Like, is he even innie? Or an outie?
I think Rush has an innie.
Well, he's pretty fat. You'd have to suck pretty hard to get it out.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to really want it.
Damn.
Are we giving you mental imagery that's going to give you nightmares?
Yeah, that's kind of nasty. Thanks.
Okay, but I do think that most entertainment does, that's really famous, sucks the lint out of Rush Limbaugh's navel. And so I believe that you need to be heard, and I'm glad that we have independent media and that we are putting you in 4 continents tonight, and Canada, and all across America. And everybody should hear you, and even more so, everybody should see you live. That's what knocks me on my ass, seeing your shows and your everything, your body language. That came out so wrong. But I mean, the way, well, that too. But also, like, the way you move, like, your movements, your, when you stand, when you emphasize something, and that facial expression. When, yeah, it's everything. There's, like, serious lyrics, there's emotions, there's, there's everything, you know, that's involved, in, as well as entertainment and humor, and so you should be heard.
Well, we are so very grateful that you're having us tonight because you're helping us to be heard. So thank you so much.
Would you like to tell Rhea, the Recording Industry Association of America, to kiss your ass or stop being so corporate, or does that just not enter your mind? Do you not think about them?
No, I do think about them, because if someone like Joni Mitchell or Bob Dylan came out today, they wouldn't have a chance of getting a record deal. And all you hear are these whiny singers just, like, beating the crap out of guitars. And it's all about image, and they just don't care about the music anymore. It's all about numbers and dollar signs, and it's a shame.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, could Dylan suck worse? You know, that's like, what, like 25 solid years of bad albums. He does suck. I mean, the Lind out of Rush Limbaugh's New World. I mean, I don't know if he actually sucked. Since the mid-70s, I would say. All right, I'm a little harsh.
Well, I don't think he's the best performer. I think his songwriting's incredible, but I don't know. I'm just saying.
Like, if you recorded somebody, say, who was in intensive care and you just had a heroin overdose and, you know, was on 6 or 7 psychotropic medications and he sucked on 5 pounds of helium, Dominic just said, from DeLarge Band, and I agree, and had a cold for the last couple of weeks, then you would get his sound. And Laura Shea is so much better, and she is not being heard in the corporate entertainment industry, and that just bites. Now, let all biters write to me and say, how dare you say that bites as a negative?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard, but it takes a lot of perseverance and motivation, and it's a very personal, subjective thing. I always compare music to food. Not everybody likes mustard on their hot dogs. Not everybody likes asparagus, you know? It's cool. But everybody should be allowed to do their thing and hopefully, you know, try and get it heard.
That is great. Now you're in college, right?
Yes, I am.
And you had a group on your campus called Repent America. What were they like? Or is that just Jilly's discovery? Your wonderful friend who was at your show who's messaging us.
Okay. No, hopefully I'm not wrong, but I think they're the people that come. There's a guy who comes, and everyone calls him St. Stephen, and they have giant pictures of aborted fetuses all bloody. And I don't, you know, I specifically went to this university because it wasn't religiously affiliated, and I really don't want to see that when I'm walking to my Spanish class. Like, I don't pay to go there to see that. So, and, you know.
Well, and it's bad fetal art. I mean, some of them look like 10-year-olds, you know, and very undercooked. You know, it's like if you're going to do art, you know, do it better than that. The Reverend's forthcoming fetus cookbook is going to heal the abortion wars between the two sides, by the way. But I'm sorry you had to see all that horrible crap on your campus.
It's just a shame because college is such a great time to celebrate diversity and discover so many different worlds and things that you may not have been exposed to growing up. So it's time to be on your own and check out what's going on.
Marlon says, St. Stephen equals guy with drugs. Oh.
That's what somebody told me, you know, that there's this character in a play, not the play I'm in, but a play from the 70s, called St. Steve, and somebody said, oh, that's so funny, and I didn't get it, you know, but he's the guy who hands out the LSD at some place. I don't know.
I think that's also a reference to a Grateful Dead song that I think that's maybe where that idea originated from. So are these the same...
But this isn't about St. Steve. This is about Laura.
That's right. Now, are these the same numbnuts on the campus that are, like, walking around saying retardo ideas like, oh, abstinence, and, oh, blah, blah, blah?
Yes, abstinence, homosexuality is wrong, you know, all that crap that they've just been... What? Here, come here, Dom.
Yeah.
I want Dom to say something. He's standing back here making comments, but he won't get on the microphone. Stop being a big wuss and say something in the microphone.
I said that
I said that abstinence is for people who can't get any. That's what I think.
That's what Dom thinks. I don't know. It's just a shame that they have to come and preach all their hate, because we really don't want to hear that. So.
Well, yeah, abstinence is kind of a retarded idea anyway, because if you look at the statistics at the clinics, a lot of the people came from fundamentalist and Catholic backgrounds, and they're the people who are not prepared because they think that one night is never going to happen. And so, oh, here's Jilly, your roommate. St. Stephen, not part of a Repent America. He was in court for molesting a boy. Oh, he sounds like a priest.
Okay, I take that back. St. Stephen was not a part of Repent America. I am sorry, Jill. You know more about this stuff than I do.
He's a moral crusader who molests children and preaches abstinence and no birth control and don't be gay. Just molest the altar boys and join the St. Stephen party. You know, the opposite of abstinence should be taught. You know, like the harm reduction models for drug addiction in Amsterdam, which is that whatever you do, be prepared to be as safe as possible, whether that means clean needles or condoms, or birth control, full preparedness, not to encourage any behaviors, but just to say, be prepared for whatever your lifestyle is and be sensible, you know, and all very obvious stuff. But no, George W. Numbnuts Bush and the American Christian Taliban have to push the abstinence bills and promote the abstinence pledges in schools. But as you know, on The Reverend Is In, we have a self-liberation pledge as an alternative to that. And I understand that you are willing to take this pledge with The Reverend.
Yes, I am. I've thought about it a great deal, and I am ready to self-liberate.
And then the record has to come on after this, Marlon, the great engineer. The very first track, because that will be our celebration song. Oops, some impotent person has to manifest his sexual dysfunction by abusing this entire beautiful West Philadelphia community with his excessively volume siren. Let's pray for him. Lord, please restore the sexual functionality of that person who just blasted this community and make him functional again and not abusive to his spouses, loved ones, and the community at large. We pray to thee. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. This is Reverend Bookburn's alternative to the American Christian Taliban's and Reverend Moon's abstinence pledges. It is for sexually active people or those who wish they were. This pledge is for sex positives of all orientations and lifestyles. The Reverend has a dream and envisions all sex positives, dancers, sex workers, swingers, adult film stars, transgendered people, bikers, hippies, punks, squatters, hemp users, rock and rollers, hip hoppers, activists of any kind, and anyone who values or enjoys freedom and justice to take this pledge and actively resist theocracy and the loss of their rights. The Self-Liberation Pledge. And here's where we repeat after the Reverend. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
I.
Laura Shea.
Laura Shea.
Hereby free myself from the restrictions.
Hereby free myself from the restrictions.
And imposed guilt.
And imposed guilt.
From any and all religious dictatorships.
From any and all religious dictatorships.
I hereby declare myself free to love.
I hereby declare myself free to love.
Where am I? And bisexual with any person or persons I choose.
And bisexual with any person or persons I choose.
Who are fully grown.
Who are fully grown.
And not in a coma.
And not in a coma.
As long as it is consensual.
As long as it is consensual.
What I do for work or pleasure is my business.
What I do for work or pleasure is my business.
And does not define my personhood.
And does not define my personhood.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else.
So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else.
I am free to be sexual with as many partners as I choose.
My dad's going to love this. I am... he's probably so pissed. I am free to be sexual with as many partners as I choose.
We're not really in West Philadelphia. We're in Ohio right now. As long as I am open about it.
As long as I am open about it.
I shall no longer feel one bit of guilt.
I shall no longer feel one bit of guilt.
For the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
Oh yeah, for the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
Daddy, she didn't mean that. And we're not in West Philadelphia. I am not a bad person for this.
No, Dad, or Mom, or anyone else, I am not a bad person for this.
The people in government.
The people in government.
Fascistic clergy.
Fascistic clergy.
Multinational corporations.
Multinational corporations.
Hate groups.
Hate groups.
Hypocrites and scapegoaters.
Hypocrites and scapegoaters.
Are the true assholes of the world.
Are the true assholes of the world.
I am now ready.
I am now ready.
For a special celebration.
For a special celebration.
Of my guilt-free self-liberation pledge.
Of my guilt-free self-liberation pledge! Woo!
And we are going to celebrate with Laura Shea while we play this song. So take one hand off your keyboard, get your toys out, or get your hand ready to celebrate, or better yet, with another person, as long as it is consensual and they are there and not in a coma and they are fully grown. While we celebrate here with Laura Shea, this is the post-pledge celebration song. This is the Buzzcocks doing. You want to announce the song? This is the Buzzcocks doing.
What? Orgasmatic. Orgasmatic.
Yeah. Alright.
Well, you tried it just for once, find it alright for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks and you're an orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. Sticking in the back door with daddy magazines. Now your mother wants to know what all the things on your jeans. But you're an orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. But you still keep it beating, you meet your pulse, and you're an orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. You're a kicker, Sonova, you're no Joe Zephyr. Live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasmatic. You're an orgasmatic. Assistants and bellhops, you found them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings, international women with no any hair. Ooh, so well you're asking it an alley and your voice is steady. The sex mechanics are off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasmatic, you're an orgasmatic. Johnny won't fuck you always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasmatic. He's an orgasmatic. He's always at it. He's always at it. And he's an orgasmatic. He's an orgasmatic.
It's in the order of the hedgerow. It's in the way their curtains open and close. It's in the look they give you down in the rows. Oh, part of decency's jigsaw, I suppose.
What you think you bought that? finally learned that the market's righteous hollers comes from a pale face on a paper dollar. And I bet you got a few bucks in your hip wallet, so throw a tiny wrench in the fiber optic wires. Morals are cheap and you can be the first. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody says it can't happen here. Everybody says it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as it said it. Cafe about the coffee's plantation. Why is it Arizona hasn't gone solar? And tell your friend shop that hemp grows faster. And it doesn't mean a backward clear cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand. And you can play the greed right into your hands. Absorbs with a five-pointed leaf on the cover of Forbes, yeah. Very strange people turn vows to dams, yeah. These are the ones that drink prayers to sand, and they just assume you didn't know this land is your land, but we can play the world back into our hands.
All right, we're going to play a track from Larche's CD, which you can get from larche.com. This is the CD, Stories of My Life, and this track is entitled... Oh, Laura. This track is entitled On Your Knees.
Such a cold-hearted scheme. Maybe someday
Shay. I mean, and Ms. Terry. You're Laura Shay. All right. That was Laura Shay doing On Your Knees from the Stories of My Life CD from laurashay.com. And we have another not played before on the show offering from Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. This is a collaboration between Ms. Terry and Sister Mary Titwright. And let's play that now. Marlon, if you will.
Turn off the church music, Louis! Well, this is Sister Mary Titwright from the Church of Fleece My Sheep. We'll be having some of the higher-ups in the Republican Party pay us a visit. Yeah, right. That ought to be fun. Anyway, services will be held at 10 a.m. Sunday. Condi Rice will be assisted by John Ashcroft, who will anoint everyone in the room with Crisco oil. I'll enjoy that, I will. You must beat your chest while screaming, "Liberals are evil!" Ignore the Republicans in the back of the church undressing their mistresses. Give until it hurts in the big corporate offering baskets that will be circulated by Father Horry. Do not, and I repeat, do not burn the pictures of Clinton that will be passed out to you until the choir starts singing Beat It. Sister Ann Coulter will read from Michael Moore's book, Ugly White Men. Ignore her cursing and spitting as she's a spirited filly. Yeah, right, she is the old whore. A large picture of President Bush in full flight apparel will be hoisted onto the altar at the end of the services if we can get Bill O'Reilly's lips off the crotch area of the portrait. Well, that's it for now. This is Sister Mary Titwright saying, have a good day.
Warning
when you do one of those, man. Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have two runner-ups. The first is the decision maker of Gloucester County, New Jersey, who decided that the prison guards who beat a mentally ill man to death would not be charged in another Manson-esque overkill beating in Gloucester County, New Jersey. They will not be prosecuted. That is runner-up to Asshole of the Week number one, and Laura Shay just made a sound of disgust in case you didn't hear it. And we have a second runner-up, too. Also runner-up to Asshole of the Week on this very evening, Sunday, November 2nd, 2003, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Bowie Kuhn, former commissioner of baseball, who just ended a three-day anti-abortion conference speaking on the evils of abortion and same-sex marriages and church and state separation. Bowie Kuhn. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to that very special someone. Your laughing is making me laugh. Asshole of the Week is Lieutenant General Boykin from our very own Pentagon. Boykin speaks almost identically to Osama bin Laden, but in reverse. So rather than being locked up in a padded room, rather than being pumped up with large doses of Thorazine or something equally strong, Lieutenant General Boykin gets to make war decisions, and he makes declarations such as, "We are in a holy war, and the holy war we are waging is against the false idols of Islam, the false god, the Satan force, and we will fight this holy war jihad to victory," which is, of course, the exact same speech. So this is more than just the anti-abortion terrorists responding to the execution last September of Paul Hill with that kind of speech. This is a Pentagon heavyweight. Hey, where's our sounds? Oh, we need more. We're not done talking.
More fighting.
Yes, first Cheech. That is Cheech, Dominic.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Would you like to join us in sounds? Hey, this is for the first time ever in public. You are hearing Laura Shea's fart sounds while we do Asshole of the Week. Go ahead, let me hear it. give me a fart sound. You know you're not running for Congress.
No, I'm not. Thank God.
Okay. One more.
Another fart sound?
Asshole of the Week is Lieutenant General Boykin, the holy warrior, the jihadist, the man who declared Islam to be a satanic force with which we have to fight a holy war against. The Reverend thanks Laura Shea for contributing to the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. You heard Ms. Terry doing Sister Mary Titwright, Laura Shea doing On Your Knees, which I am, because she is in my chair. No, you stay. And the Reverend is on his knees. Laura Shea did On Your Knees from Stories of My Life CD from laurashea.com. Dar Williams did Play the Greed. XTC did Respectable Street. And we started off with our post-celebration pledge celebration song by the Buzzcocks entitled Orgasm Addict. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And tonight is Laura Shea live. And this has been a delight so far. I am so happy you are here.
I'm happy that you're having me. Thank you.
And are you going to play more songs for us?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is he okay over there, Mr. Engineer?
I'm okay.
Okay. Then why don't I give her the mic? This is just like her shows. I'm like this kneeling groupie, you know, and she's right there close by. All right. Then you take this big thing that looks like a cruise missile pleasure toy and get ready. What are we going to hear?
A song called Make Our Own Damn Rules.
Okay.
Margaritas by the shoreline, then go to San Diego. We can hook up with some friends of mine, sit under the desert sky, and watch the sunrise. And in the morning, we'll kiss and say goodbye. Yeah. Let's drive up a long coast and chill out in San Francisco. Find music that stirs the soul in a bar with a piano. Hit Seattle in a few more days. Let's string lattes and walking marine in the evening, the moonlight away. Yeah, I wanna leave this place and start anew. Forget the world, just me and you. Yeah, we'll leave the past and all we knew. Yeah, we'll live and we'll love and we'll make our own damn. Let's drive straight into the sun, just like Thelma and Louise had done. Wild turkey and a loaded gun. I wanna drive as if we're on the run. Dance naked among the trees. I wanna call the moon and feel the breeze. In the moment, we'll put our minds at ease. Hey babe, I wanna leave this place and start anew. Forget the world, just me and you. Yeah, we'll leave the past and all we knew. Yeah, we'll live and we'll love and we'll make our own day. Yeah, and love.
Take it down.
Break it down.
That was Marlon screaming. Thank you, thank you. Want to do another?
Sure.
You're getting tired?
No,
fine. Okay. Which, what do you want to play?
We'll do Kay's Choice.
Okay. We played this a week or two ago by the original band Kay's Choice from Belgium. And hello, Belgium. Belgian bookburners, Crazy Fox and friends who are listening now, probably in the middle of the night. This was originally by Kay's Choice. Laura played it at her last show, and the Reverend went out of his fucking mind. And I think you did it better than Kay's Choice. This is called Not an Addict.
Thanks.
Oh my. own floor. It's not a habit, it's cool. I feel alive. If you don't have it, you roam the other side. The deeper you stick it in your vein, the deeper the thoughts. There is no more pain. Well, I'm in heaven, I'm a god, I'm everywhere. I feel so hot. It's not a habit, it's cool. I feel alive. If you don't have it, you roam the other side. I'm not an addict, maybe that's a lie. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah. It's over now, I am cold, alone. I'm just a person on my own. Nothing means a thing to me. Oh, nothing means a thing to me. It's not a habit, it's cool. I feel alive. If you don't have it, you're on the other side. I'm not an addict, maybe that's a lie. Oh yeah, free me, just see me. Oh, watch me as I'm going down, yeah. Free me, go on, leave me. Hey, look at me, I am falling. Hey, I am falling. Well, it is not a habit, it is cool. I feel alive. Feel, bring it back down. It is not a habit, it is cool. I feel alive. It's not a habit, it's cool. I feel alive. If you don't have it, you're on the other side. I'm not an addict, maybe that's a lie.
I am dizzy and not just over caffeinated. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The great, say thank you to Laura Shea.
Thank you, Laura, and happy birthday too.
Yes, it is your birthday coming.
Soon.
Yes, it is on Friday, in which she plays at the Great Street Pub at GrapeStreetPub.com near Philadelphia. But tonight, you get this.
What is this?
Instead of, this is a CD by Give Us Barabbas. They're the label mates of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, EverReviledRecords.com. Hopeless Dregs, former live guests, but they couldn't play. Yes, that is your card with the birthday police inside. And this CD has all kinds of songs you can play to everybody who you will be embarrassed for the show from.
God.
Like, you can play them hit songs like Jesus Christ Stole My Virginity and the Jesus Brigade. A Point to Interrogate Jesus is also pretty funny. And I think you'll be the hit of the campus with this item. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Reverend. That's so sweet, but I think I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
I know, and I think we totally fucked up your congressional campaign and future mayoral candidacy.
I'll probably never be the first woman president.
That's a possibility, but we want you to have a happy birthday, so those are for you, and this song is for you also by the Sugar Cubes. It's entitled Birthday. I do want to talk. I have to bring on the next song, which is by Catherine Moon, another friend at a Reverend's who keeps saying she's going to come down and play live, but never does. From CatherineMoon.com, Catherine with a C. This is Catherine Moon with Daryl, the one and only Daryl from OnePeople'sProject.com that tracks and provides information on hate group and other goons like that. From her CD, Out Here on the Road, this is entitled People Say. Go. Go.
multinationals are bulldozing the land. Drill for oil and set the stage there. For a ritual, tribal suicide of the indigenous people who refuse to watch their culture die.
Play a song by DOA, who are going to celebrate a 25th anniversary at the end of November. And if Joe Keith Lee of DOA from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com, sends me all their new stuff, we will do it at the end of November. This track by DOA is about a thing called Expo 86, a thing in Canada where DOA is from. And at that time, a lot of these idiots, like the gentrifiers and the people who displaced neighborhoods and things like that, were displacing mostly senior citizens in preparation for the mega buck making Expo 86. DOA rewrote this ancient song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, and at the last minute, the powers that be decided that there could be no amplified music at this rally against Expo 86, so figuring that they silenced the great punk legends DOA, so what they came out in acoustic guitars and played this song. Well, this is a recorded song. It's not live from that. But just to give you a little bit of history, so it's about a guy named Billy, who's like a Trump or corporate type, who was responsible for the displacement of literally hundreds of seniors. It's called Billy and the Socrids. Go.
Socrids are high on the hog, while all the folks on welfare are eaten just by dogs. Over in the supine, they're starting to unwind, eating Billy's table scraps and drinking cooking wine. While down on your mud floors and out in the street, Billy and Socrids are bopping, throwing pickles at your feet. Billy says, Jimmy, you old flim-flam man, let's gather all our pals and plan a little scam. We'll clean out the east side like throwing out the trash, and when the party's over, we'll split up all the cash. Why, down on your mud floors and out in the street, billions of Socrids are laughing, throwing nickels at your feet.
You heard DOA doing Billy and the Socrids. Catherine Moon with Daryl Lamont Jenkins did People Say. The Sugar Cubes did Birthday. And that went out to our birthday girl, Laura Shea, who's also our live musical guest. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and the time just flew. So let's get a couple more live songs. And what are we going to hear?
It's a song called On and On.
Okay, ready?
Who's on walking on the red brick road? The knife is cold against my hip, and a cigarette hangs from my lips, and I am just alone. Everyone is so damn cool, trying to be something else. It's a game of show and tell, and everyone's a fool. So I put my black eyeliner on. It makes me hard, it makes me strong. I straddle you and I write a song. Keeps me going on and on, on, yeah. So I hit the bar on Friday night, and Marty plays the tune for me, and Robbie gives me drinks for free, and everything's alright. I'm driving to the diner now, same routine I've come to know it. Dan sees me and he says hello, Jane, for that cup of decaf down. So I put my little smile on, it makes me sweet, the gates was wrong. And you don't care about my song that keeps me going on and on, on, on and on, on. On and on and on, yes, that's it. So I'm driving home, it's after four. You call me, want some love, but I have nothing to give up. So I just leave you wanting more. Then I lay down, I close my eyes. Thoughts are running through my head about the way things might have been. The alarm goes off, yeah, it's time to rise. So I put my black eyeliner on. It makes me hard, it makes me strong. I'll straddle you and I'll write a song. It keeps me going on and on. And I put my little smile on. It makes me sweet and the gates was wrong. And you don't give a damn about my songs. That's what keeps me going on and on, on, on and on, on and on and on and on.
And here's Bob.
You goon. Is there another song to play?
Sure, if you want. Would you rather hear Toronto or this crazy scene?
Toronto. Is that okay?
All right.
Laura Shea and Dominic from the Laura Shea Band doing Toronto.
Dom a second to get himself situated. I want to thank Dom for coming tonight and playing for me, because my stupid piano won't fit in here. Stupid big clumsy thing. This is for all you Canadian book burners, Torontonians.
Driving north on 81, going to Canada, oh yeah. We're trying to get away from everything and everyone. Cars back, the sun is high. I'm doing 85, yeah. And 86 truckers honk as we go by. Saturday we hit down, and these guys that we found, they took us to a place they call the Love Lounge. They play in a rock and roll band, you know they're my kind of man. Oh, and I danced on all the one with rainbow dreads. How can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? Again on Sunday night, we had an open mic. Thank God I don't need my guitar, cause they have enough rides. Meet them behind the key that brings me to my knees. Oh, and they kiss me in the box a little after three. How can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? Thank you. buy my shoes and go out and see that world. But I never thought the world could satisfy this girl. There's a place I've known that I like to go, where we just dive and baby we just flow. Driving south on 81, back to the States we go. I'm gonna miss this place, but damn, we sure had fun. Joni sings and Jilly drives, smoking Camel Light, yeah. And in this moment everything feels right. How can I go back to what I know after I've seen a scene to roam? Oh, baby, tell me, how can I go back to what I know after I've seen Toronto? After I've seen Toronto.
You know, I'm liking this kneeling in worship thing instead of sitting in the reverend's chair. No, I'm not sitting. This is much better and befitting of you and your performance. Thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous.
No, thank you so much for having us. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
And let's see, there's some more worshipful instant messages. And let's see. Running out of time at atheistnetwork.com. The other streams are going to go a little over time. There's a tribute song coming. And more from Laura Shea CD. So, and I'm skipping most of the shit on this paper. So just a couple plugs and then the tribute song. For Lisa Bouchel, one of the two birthday girls last week, you can go to lisabouchel.com. She is back from France, that French-speaking evil singer. And weren't you talking French with Marlon?
No, that was Spanish.
Oh, God. And I watch Spanish TV every day, and I didn't know that. ProChoiceLeague.com needs some bucks. Please send it to them, ProChoiceLeague.com. In memory of Claire Clay, 1978 to 2003, former Radio Volta DJ up to a year ago. For information on the Plea for Peace CDs, Take Action Tours, and their primary beneficiary, the National Helpline, you can go to subcity.net or tell people who need to know about the National Helpline, which is 1-800-SUICIDE for 24/7 assistance with depression or suicidality. BushRecall.org, another worthwhile site. Legal and Civil Liberties information at ACLU.org. AlternativeTentacles.com for Jello Biafra spoken word CDs or a great benefit and compilation musical CDs. MoveOn.org, John Coltrane's jazz exhibition in Philadelphia at Slout, SLOUGHT.org. We are so giddy here. Paul Krasner's books and CDs, paulkrasner.com. Dr. Susan Block Show, drsusanblock.com. Shows past for recent guests live on her video and audio streaming show, The Reverend Live on Dr. Susan Block Show, November 2002. And shows upcoming for future guests, Dr. Susie receives Reverend Bookburn's Emma Goldman Award on the links and the Ayatollah Asscraft editorial at What's New in Terror Journals. Every time you crack up, you make me laugh. At the Ayatollah Asscraft. What's New in Terror Journals. Okay, and we'll do the credits and then a tribute song. And lose the AN listeners. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's show. Kenny, Amoeba, Marlon, the great engineer who came back tonight.
Came back to life?
Came back tonight, not came back to life, but you sure did. Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Lisa Bouchel, Ms. Terry and Sister Mary Titwright, Ed Gold, Liz Butt, Justin Brooke, Mr. Zvi, Patty, Plantard and the English Bookburners, the European, Australian, and Brazilian and Canadian Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, the Coffee Goddess Twins, Marie, New Coffee Goddess Shannon, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie, from Dr. Susie's show and Elegant Angel Video, Deicide, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice Lig, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Oh, got Marlon there. Jim Nexus from Radio Volta, DJ Cindy. The two Washington independent radio stations that aired a show, Dallas Blanchard, Jilly Bean, the wonderful Laura Shea friend, who's been chatting with us all night and couldn't come tonight. Well, I shouldn't say that, but couldn't be here tonight. And, of course, Dominic and the great Laura Shea from the Laura Shea Band, laurashea.com. Thank you for coming, if you in fact came. And we're going to play you a tribute. I keep forgetting your parents are listening. And I'm looking around now for them. Marlon, if you see some hysterical people, tell me immediately. All right, let's play the tribute. This is Turntable. This is, yeah, from Sesame Street. Just like there was a Born That Runs album by Bruce Springsteen, you may notice the near identical cover. This is from Sesame Street. It's called Born to Add. And I don't want you to be thrown off or offended by lyrics from this obscene Sesame Street album. The track is entitled Me Going to Munch You, Munch You, Munch You, and it includes lyrics like Me Going to Eat You, Eat You, Eat You, and other things that Marlon was saying earlier. This is Sesame Street. This is a tribute to our live guest, Laura Shea, from Born to Add, Sesame Street. Me Going to Munch You, Munch You, Munch You, play.
Without chocolate chips, not sweetly on me lips, that why me make them staple of me diet. And do me dig Vic Newton, cowabunga sure as sweeten, when baker baking want me always quiet. Me long to munch you, munch you, munch you, cookie. Me long to grunt you, grunt you, grunt you, cookie. Me going to eat you, eat you, eat you, cookie.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.